भगवद गीता 11.23 रूपं महत्ते बहुवक्त्र नेत्रं महाबाहो बहुबाहुरुपादं बहूदरं बहुदमिष्ट्राकरालं दृष्ट्वा लोकः प्रवथितास्तथाहम्। रूपं महत्ते, अर्जुन इज कंटिन्यू टू डिस्क्राइब द यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म एंड ही सेज रूपं महत्ते, दिस इज अ huge form. Bahuvaktra netram, there are many faces and many eyes. Mahabaho bahubahu rupadam, mahabaho, not only are there many arms but there are many powerful arms. Mahabaho bahubahu rupadam. So here there is a poetic alliteration with the word bahu in this verse, and so the word bahu comes in the first, second and third lines and several times, but in addition to the same word being repeated, there is also baho and bahu, similar sounding words that are also repeated, and that adds further poetic beauty. Maha baho bahu bahu rupadam. So now here actually the three words which sound very similar, baho, bahu, Maha, baho, bahu and bahu, they all refer to different things. Bahu means many, bahu means arms, and mahabaho, which is the first word over there, is a combined word which refers to, which is a form of address, respectable address for a hero. Oh, powerful armed ones. So mahabaho bahubahu rupadam, urupadam. So there are many arms, and then there are many bellies, many feet. Urupadam, uru is thighs, padam is feet, arms are also there. Bahudaram bahudamishtra karalam, there are many bellies, and then damshtra karalam, there are teeth. Terrible teeth. Drishtva lokah pravithitas tathaham. And seeing all this, all the people are troubled, and so am I. Pravithitas tathaham. So there are several firsts in this verse in terms of the further elaboration of the features of the universal form. From the literary structure, I already discussed how this verse features the bahu word and the bahu sound as a repetition. But along with that, first time there is a reference to the teeth, the terrible teeth. Earlier it was mentioned that the fire was coming from the mouth. That was mentioned in Pashyami Tvam Deepta Hutasya Vaktram. That was in text 19, that the fire is emerging from the mouth, which itself is frightening. But now, so the fire emerging from the mouth indicates that destructive intent, or a very strong destructive, very fearsome destructive capacity. At least, even if there is no direct intent, still the capacity, somebody can just open their mouth and send out fire and destroy. That's a very fearsome thing to contemplate. Now, the teeth which are ferocious, karalam, damshtra karalam, as it is mentioned over here, that also conveys a destructive intent, but it conveys also a predatory intent. Normally, if there are toothpaste ads, then we say, oh, the teeth are so shining, so beautiful, so clean, so attractive. So normally we talk about the attractiveness of teeth when we are talking about the beauty of a person. But when we see, say, a dog that is roaring, dog that is growling, at that time we look at its fangs. How sharp are its fangs? How long are its fangs? How dangerous will its bite be? So, or to consider an even more fear-inducing example, now we might associate sharp teeth, the fangs, with tigers and lions. Such animals can actually they have such sharp teeth, they can rip apart people's bodies. They can rip apart an arm, rip apart a stomach, and kill people like that. So it's usually they kill and then they consume. So there is a definite predatory feature, a predatory connotation associated with the idea of fearsome teeth. Quite often, it is Rakshasas who are depicted as having fearsome teeth. Sometimes in some movies, if some villain is there and the villain laughs, and then the teeth seem very fearsome when they laugh. So basically, the destructiveness of this universal form that is conveyed through the point here of there being tamishtra akara alam, there being very fearsome teeth. And so this is the second additional feature. The other features were talked about earlier also: many eyes, many faces, many arms, and many, although there are some additional more manys referred to, the bellies, the thighs, bahurupa adam, that may be many, but that is just a continuation of the bodily description. But the features that signify something special, that is primarily the dhamishtra akaralam, the teeth. So now if we combine the earlier description 19 of fire coming out of the mouth and teeth coming in, so and having fearsome teeth. So normally fire coming out means, you know, there is a destruction that is sent out by the fire. Whatever is there outside is destroyed. But teeth are usually used to cut and consume. That means whatever is outside is dragged inside and is consumed. So both ways are there is destruction. There is incineration, and incineration means burning by fire. There is incineration if the fire comes out of the mouth. And there is consumption and digestion if the fangs drag a person inside. Both ways there is destruction, and both are fearsome, but still the idea of being chewed and cut and consumed alive, and that can be extremely scary. So that effect of scariness is conveyed. Drishtva lokaha pravithithastathaham. So seeing this, drishtva loka, all the people in the world, pravithithas. So that the worlds were fearful was hinted at by Arjuna earlier in 11.20 when he said, lokatrayam pravithitam mahatman. So pravithitam. So similarly, almost the same word is used over here. Pravithitas. So there, all the three worlds were troubled, were mortified, were scared. That was conveyed by lokatraya. Here, the point that is being made is, not only is everyone else scared, loka pravithitas thaham, as Krishna, Arjuna says over here, that all the worlds are perturbed and I am also perturbed. So if somebody, say, is watching a horror movie and some fearsome, shape-changing monster suddenly appears in a gruesome form, and other characters that are there in that horror movie, they may all get scared, they may start trembling, and they become extremely petrified. And now if that character is very real, that character is very forceful, that character is shifting monster or whatever, fearsome character that is there, the more real it is, the more vivid it is, the impact may happen on the audience also. So here, Arjuna is describing the effect on him also. He says, Prathitasthaham, I too am troubled. And what specifically troubles Arjuna will be conveyed in later verses. But here we can get a hint by contemplating the destructive, predatory features of the Absolute Truth. What these destructive, predatory seeming features convey, that we'll discuss also in our future talks. Thank you.